Fleming at my home in Anniston. Today's date is March the 7th.
March the 6th, 1996. Yeah.
The subject of the interview is civilian in Vietnam during the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
You was over there. You can tell us about that in a minute, but let me get a couple things about your
background.
Date of birth, yeah. Your date of birth?
August 15th.
And place of birth?
Gaston, Alabama.
Parents' names?
Mabel, Fletcher, Jennings.
Okay, education?
I think I went to the 9th grade.
Okay.
Or 10th grade.
The jobs that you were employed at overseas?
Okay. The job that I was employed at overseas was a truck driver. And I hauled dirt, gravel, caliche, and everything else from a rock quarry over in Kiowa, South Vietnam, the air base there, right out of Kiowa, South Vietnam.
Backing up a little bit, what were your expectations prior to going to Vietnam?
Well, it was supposed to be some pretty good paying money over there, which was supposed to be $1,800 a month, you know, tax-free, which I got about $1,200 a month, plus, you know, $60 a month spending money, military strip.
Well, in 1966, that was quite
that was
money.
Fair money, yeah.
When you landed, when you got
okay,
to Vietnam?
Well, we left out of Jacksonville, Florida, and we flew to Los Angeles, California. From there, we fueled up and went to Fairbanks, Alaska. Fairbanks, we went to Tokyo, Japan. Tokyo, we went to Okinawa. We landed there at the old World War II air base there, Marine base. And from Okinawa, we went to Taiwan, Taipei, Taiwan, for 3 days there. And from Taiwan, we went to South Vietnam. We left Taiwan, and it was 1,000 miles away to South Vietnam. We went over to South China Sea. And we landed we had land in a valley like there's mountains all around. It was real foggy, and they said that it was real dangerous to land there, but they'd make it. So, in a DC-3. And we got out there and went right to work.
When you first landed and met some of the people, you met some of the people from the native country of Vietnam?
Oh, yes.
What were your impressions of the people and the smells?
Very primitive people. And the smells, you couldn't even stand up. You had 20 feet of them when they ate fermented fish and rice and everything. It'd make you throw up until you get used to it. And that's about it.
What else did you find about the people? Did you find anything, their culture, or anything different from your own, or interesting?
Oh, everything was a lot different from our own. They would like to say that very primitive people there. But they caught on quick. They caught the American language real quick and everything else. But they still crapped in the streets and pull the bridge legs up and you'd be walking by and they'd do their number one and number two right there in front of them.
Now, you was over there, you went over in 1966, and you was over there for nearly a year. During this time, you always drove a truck?
Yeah, during that time, I always drove a truck. I drove at night time, and we'd go outside the base, and you'd see flares going up there, which way, hear the gun far, see the planes going by, and hear the napalm drop miles away. It was pretty exciting.
Did you feel like you were in any danger?
Oh, you always feel like you're in danger. In fact, I got a bullet shot through my truck, and through the windshield, and got glass all over me. But they threw an investigation on it. I guess they ran all the DCs away from there, I guess, in that section. So next night, we were out again.
Why was you driving at night? It was for safety's sake?
Well, because there's so many people. They had a day shift and night shift there. And I picked the night shift because I like to play around during the daytime, you know, left an airplane, slip over the fence every now and then.
Okay.
And I slipped downtown to see how it was about, which it was off limits.
So
anyway, I like the nighttime better. Plus the daytime, there's so many people, civilians, out there walking down the highway. You call it the highway, but it was probably about 12 feet wide, half dirt, half asphalt sometimes. And it takes forever. They just get 10 miles when you want that daytime. Nighttime, it was pretty empty.
Did you see, during the course of your stay there, did you see any atrocities or anything that you found just unwarranted or unnecessary? Give me some of your personal opinions.
Well, my personal opinion is that they should have, they spent all that money and everything over there on the runways and everything, and I left all that equipment, machinery, millions of dollars worth of stuff over there when they pulled out instead of bringing it back. They just gave it to the Vietnamese without putting it back and taking it over. You know, our guys over there for a reason, get killed, and we don't have nothing to show for it. It was a dumb place to be.
I think it was mostly just a political war.
That's all it was, just make money. The big wigs make money, and let the poor young kids over there, what, 250,000 died just like that. It was a waste.
Well, let me ask you something. You mentioned a while ago something about slipping over a fence.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to elaborate on that?
Oh, yeah. You're over there in a base. You're in an air base. You're not allowed out because you're a civilian over there. You're not allowed to carry no weapons whatsoever. And there's a little town outside of Tilwar that's made out of tin and everything. It's a city, and a good cone goes over there at night time and do their things with the ladies of the night and the clubs and everything, and then the Americans slip over there during the daytime and do their things. You know, you get lonely over there, but I never did go over there just for that. I went over there to drink me a hot beer or two.
Did they have did they not have any ice or any amenities that you had?
No, they didn't have no ice over there. They had hot beer, and you'd have to be careful what you drink because the VCs would drill little holes in the black market whiskey that the Americans would try to buy and put wax in the bottom and they'd put the poison in. You know. So we had to be very careful what we drank over there. That's why they had a PX and they were playing in the base where we could buy beer. It was hot. No ice or anything. And we had gin. I don't think we had any other whiskey than gin, I think.
What about your living arrangement over there? How did y'all live? What kind of quarters
did you have? They had a bunch of trailers over there, kind of stacked side by side, end to end together. I think it was two stacked or three stacked end to end. And that was our living quarters. Yeah, each of us had a little room to our own. Had air conditioning. And it all ran off the generators and everything, power plants. And, of course, I was there during the daytime sleeping, and, you know, then I worked at night time.
Well, it was probably cooler at night.
No, it wasn't cooler at night. It was hot at night and hot at daytime. We'd go down on my day off, if we got a day off, I'd go down there on the beach, you know, and it was real black coarse sand. He couldn't go barefoot, he just had his feet right up, just like little racing legs. But we'd go down there and lay out in the sun every now and then, try to get a tan buck naked, you know, because there's no girls around there, not in the face. That's about it. Met a lot of service guys, you know, that they talked about home and everything. Met a lot of good friends over there.
Did you get homesick, or did you just find it interesting enough to stay? You stayed nearly a year.
Well, I was, since I went over there, with no use coming back until the job ended and we completed the job, but I still didn't get to stay over there as long as I wanted to, you know, for the money, tax-free, and all that stuff.
How was that? Tax-free and not tax-free?
Well, they say that if you're over there 18 months out of the country, out of the USA, you stay over there 18 months, and you get all your money back that you paid taxes on after 18 months. Which, you know, I didn't get none of the money back. But it was real interesting. We got, you know, it was dangerous. They'd come and mortar a little runway every now and then. At the later part of my stay over there, they mortared a few times from the mountains up there. They'd throw some, you know, shells on it and tear it up, and they had to go back and redo it every now and then. So it was pretty rough over there for a lot of people. A few guys got killed, civilians got killed, all heavy equipment, you know, working, and they made mistakes, and you know, that was good.
Were you familiar with any of the things going on around you as far as the conflict itself, or just you saw it at a distance, or it's just mostly placated away from you?
That one bit me that they, I think it was Time Magazine or somebody had out with the blindfold around his eyes, he's tied to a post and his caffeine. A Vietnamese soldier was there and shot him in the head. I was about 30 feet away from that when I seen that. And, you know, I seen a lot of things that, you know, after you're over there a while, it don't phase you too much, you know, because you're used to things. We had the Rock Marines over there, which is North Koreans. I mean, South Koreans. South Koreans is on our side over there. They had them over there. They had a camp of their own, and they stunk worse than the Vietnamese people that was around.